Welcome to Wonder and Reality. This is Jim. Glory to God. Jesus is alive. Amen. How do we let go and let God? We have heard people say that, oh, you got to let go and just let God do it. Well, how do we do that? Well, I believe even that, He wants to do that for us. And this is the scripture that's so powerful. Ezekiel 36, starting in verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Some translations say in my ways. And you will keep my judgments and do them. That's so powerful. You know, that's the level that He wants to get us to. Now, how do we get to that? You shall seek, He says in Jeremiah, you shall seek me, you shall find me, when you search for me with all your heart. That's what it takes. When we, you know, that's the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with everything you have. And so, these are almost common sense, right? He's God Almighty. He can do in 1 second what would take us a millennium. So I just encourage you in this. And, you know, just let's remember all the promises of God are yes and amen. It's just glorious. And we just need to seek Him until we find Him. And then that's when the great things happen. That's when He will lift us up to the level He wants us to get to. He will let us let go and let Him. We will want to do that. We will, you know, glory to God. Short message, simple message. You know, we all want answers. I need answers. And so this podcast is designed to help people and give some, if you want to call it, practical spiritual advice, you know, spiritual advice, but let's get into the practical. How do we do this? How do we walk with Him? And, you know, there's certainly many keys. A big one is our broken and contrite spirit over our sin. You know, when we repent, that's one of the keys to knowing Him and walking with Him. Amen. Blessings to you. More soon.